Hi, family. Welcome back to Being Unapologetically You. And in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about why it is so important to get uncomfortable. I know, a little scary. I'm right there with you. But something that I have learned that I really want to share with y'all so that way we can use this lesson to our advantage is that in order to grow, whether it is physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you have to get yourself in an uncomfortable state, which means you have to be challenging yourself, you have to be feeding yourself knowledge, you have to be exposing yourself to new experiences, situations. That's how you're going to grow, because if you stay in that comfort zone, you are not going to grow to the person that you want to become, because that person that you want to become has to have more experiences than you have now, has to have more input. So much, not that they need feedback from other people, but they need to have a more accumulation of experiences in order to make good choices. And also, this is so true in our health and wellness too. A lot of people want to just go in and just do cardio or whatever the case may be, or just lift weights. But what they don't realize is that you have to get yourself uncomfortable in order to see progress toward your goals. Do you want to be leaner? Okay, well, maybe you need to change your cardio from something that you do all the time to something that's harder. Maybe you need to include some HIIT cardio. Or maybe you need to not do any HIIT cardio. Maybe that's uncomfortable for you. Maybe you need to do some steady state or no cardio at all to see some goals, some progress in your goals. Maybe you need to get uncomfortable and start lifting weights and to start like sculpting your physique. Or maybe you're already lifting weights, but you are stressed out about lifting heavier than you already are because you don't know if it's going to impact your body the way that you want. But here's the thing. No matter what we do, we will not know unless we just give it a good old go at it. And the great thing is if you go and it's not working for you, you can stop. It's not like it's going to take one workout session for you to just become the bulkiest person known to mankind. It's going to be accumulation of efforts in order to see the results that you want. And that's the same thing in the other aspects of our life. You know, we're not going to become the person that we want. We're not going to grow. We're not going to know more unless we continually expose ourselves to being uncomfortable and to being challenged. When you were in school, you were constantly given assignments and things in order to challenge you and to grow and to learn that new material. The good thing about life is that you have all these challenges and situations to learn from. They're just not assigned to you directly. So you have to learn how to navigate that on your own. And now you can get coaches and you can get guides to help you through the process. But here's the thing is that you eventually have to learn how to navigate that yourself. Because if you continually go and get coaches and things of that sort, you're continually going to have a dependency on somebody. Whereas if you take that information, you implement it, and you start to see how it impacts your life, there's a lot of time that you can become your own coach and give yourself your own direction in order to accomplish your goals. Now, don't get me wrong. I am a huge proponent for having coaches, but because I feel like it's important to have somebody that's going to hold you accountable, that's going to continually keep you on track to pushing your boundaries, but also so that way you can, you know, get out of your head a little bit. There's a difference between a coach helping you realize where you need to work on and a coach just feeding you information and not teaching you how to implement that in your own life. I feel like one creates a dependency almost like an alcohol or something, and then another one actually teaches you to be independent. And I feel like that's a huge difference. And we need to look at life that way too, because nobody knows the answers. Nobody has it all together, whatever the case may be. You may see these individuals that have these sculpted physiques and things of that sort. And you're being like, man, if I do what they do, I'll be able to have that physique. And as crazy as it sounds, it may or may not work for you. That may not be the ideal path for you to have that physique that you want. I mean, don't get me wrong, I would die for some Paige Hathaway abs. I mean, good Lord, some little riblet abs on the side. But I also know that I can't train the way that a lot of other people train just because of my prior injuries. So I have to figure out how to bring the intensity and sculpt my physique in a completely different way than somebody else does. And that's okay. That's what makes me me. That's what makes me different. And that's also something that makes me uncomfortable, because I know that I am unable to do those things without causing injury, and that's okay. So it's important for you to figure out, even within your own realm and space, what can you do in order to continue to be uncomfortable and push those boundaries. Now, there is a huge difference between preventing injury and preventing an ego bust. So if you're staying away from something because you're afraid your ego is going to be popped doing it, then you need to get over yourself and go try it. Correction, you need to just go do it. Because no matter the outcome, success or failure, you're going to learn from that experience, just like anything else in life. Whether you succeed or you fail, you've learned something. Back to the light bulb example, pretty much. You know, they learned 100 different ways not to make a light bulb until they made it. And so it works the same way in life, with finding a routine that works for you, that also allows you to live your best life, that makes you feel good, makes you feel energized. And it's not probably going to look the exact same as somebody else. So there's nothing wrong with copying bits and pieces from somebody else. But ultimately, you have to figure out what works for you. And nobody's going to tell you what works best for you except yourself. And I know that's a hard thing to come to understand. But we all have this little voice on the inside of our lives, that in our heads, that it's called an intuition, that knows exactly what we need to be doing and knows exactly what we need to do to grow and to be uncomfortable in the right settings in order to become the people that we want. And we just have to learn how to listen to it. It's the hardest thing to tune into, but over time you'll learn how to tune into it easier and easier and easier. Some people call it a gut feeling, but it's there for a reason. It's there to help you. Now, don't get me wrong, we're going to have that gut feeling sometimes when we're doing something uncomfortable that's meant to help us grow. That's okay. It's our body trying to protect us. But you just have to build your mind up so that way whenever you get in those situations, you can know the difference between your body trying to protect you and your intuition trying to tell you that's the way you need to go. So overall, what I really want y'all to get from this podcast is that if you're going to grow, no matter what facet of your life that you're working on, you're going to have to get uncomfortable, because that's how you get new experiences that can feed into your story and help you become the person that you want to become. Because nobody gained knowledge and wisdom without having some experience. And the other thing that I really want you to get from this podcast is that you've got to start to learn to listen to yourself. Take in the advice and guidance of those around you, but ultimately you have to do what you think's best for yourself. And a lot of time it may be in alignment with those people that are trying to push you toward your goals. You just may not really want to acknowledge that, and that's okay too. That's why we have people that help us and push us toward those things. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I've got a couple nice episodes. I have some really cool episodes coming up. As always, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes so more people can find the podcast. And if you guys have any suggestions, don't hesitate to let us know on Instagram @BeAnapologeticallyYouRadio. We'll see you guys in the next episode.